Something lingers outside my room. I am paralyzed. My hand-quilted blankets no longer feel like a warm cocoon, but a straitjacket. They lace me to my bed. They strangle. My mouth hangs open as a breath dies in my throat, unable to reach my lungs. And then the something outside my bedroom creeps nearer. Just an inch, enough to reinforce its presence, to make sure that I won't begin to doubt my senses. I don't dare avert my eyes, nor am I foolish enough to move, not even to breathe. These straitjacket blankets will betray me. They will rustle. It will hear. I do not know what will happen then, and I do not want to learn. My heart is so loud that I wish I could squeeze my fist around it just to make it go silent. Old oak branches, stripped bare by winter, jostle for space outside my window. They cut through the moonlight like knives, turning it into a lattice of sharp angles. A broken, shimmering glass discarded across my carpet and speckled up my walls. And over it. The four or five slivers of light that touch the dark shape reveal only tiny pieces of it, forcing me to glimpse it as though my eyes were pressed to a keyhole. It fills my doorway. Arms hang at its side. It gives the impression of grayness. Grayness with a tinge of sickly green. Skin or clothing, impossible to tell. I cannot make out where the face ends and the hair begins, but there is hair, and it is long. I cannot see a mouth. Its eyes dominate its features. Round circles, too large, unnaturally huge, like an owl's. Sheer white, they catch the moonlight. The eyes are fixed on me. They do not move. They do not blink. I know, innately, that the slightest movement will call it closer. My heart is too fast, too loud, too painful. That breath is held prisoner in my throat. My lungs aching. It turns. It lurches. The terrible something disappears as it paces along my hallway. The knife-like shards of light glance off the edges of its form as it moves away, and I see hair, gray, gritty, and unreal, flowing behind it. Its legs are not visible, but it must have them, as its steps ring out. Heavy, laborious, each one falls like a gavel on the wooden floor. It moves slowly, but I have the unwelcome sense that it is only feigning sluggishness. That when the time comes, I will have no hope of outrunning it. How do I know this? Have I been here before? My lungs begin to work again. Not well. They stutter with each ebb and flow. The air tastes wrong. The perception lingers on my tongue, and I try to find words for what I'm imbibing. Dust. Age. Like fabric left in the sun for 20 years, or like a floor that has been swept but never mopped. There is something underneath those scents, too. Something disguised but insidious. The weighty footsteps pause near my bathroom. It has to be looking inside, and I hate it, knowing its awful eyes will be staring into a room that never sees strangers, examining the half-empty bottles of conditioner, the cracks in the wall that harbor mold no matter how hard I scrub, the mirror that is a fraction too small for the area above my sink, and the discolored grouting between the aqua-green tiles. I feel as though a part of me is exposed, my secrets torn out of me, each one scraping painfully as they are extracted. I do not want the something to know me.